I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Freedom of religion is violated all over the world, but this country is setting itself apart. Can you guess which one we're talking about? Well, stay tuned to find out in just a moment. And praying for our brothers and sisters is a constant endeavor in our personal lives, but it's even sweeter to share those prayers with others. We'll get to that story in just a few moments. But first on the list, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom launches its Religious Prisoner of Conscience Project tomorrow. Now, it's meant to highlight the people who've been jailed for exercising their freedom of religion, the conditions in the country that led to their imprisonment, and advocate for them. About a third of the cases they'll be focusing on involve Iran. And that's not a big surprise to Middle East Concerns' Miles Windsor.
I think a few years ago, with the change of leadership to President Rouhani, there was some optimism about potential change in this regard, as he was seen very much as a moderate leader. And so there was some optimism. But we've seen that actually the picture has continued to remain the same in terms of state persecution against Christians in Iran.
Yet opportunities abound because Iranians are actually very open to the message of the gospel, even if the state isn't.
We would always ask that people continue to pray for Iran as a country in general, that it would become more open, that people would be able to worship freely, that the changes that are needed, I guess, in the leadership would come to fruition to enable such liberty, but also to pray for Christians that they would endure and that they would continue to be a great witness in the country.
Next, the majority of people in the Philippines profess to be Christians. But as we know, to keep growing in our faith, it's really important to keep studying God's Word. Unfortunately, not everybody has access to it. And that's why, 3 years ago, Mission Cry, formerly Christian Resources International, sent 6 sea containers full of Bibles and Christian books. But at the port, officials delayed the containers, racking up outrageous fines that the ministry just couldn't pay. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says,
I was counseled by many good people that we should just abandon the containers. And sometimes you have to do those things. But in this case, I looked at what the Lord had put on my heart and those that were participants in this. And I just knew that God had a bigger and better plan.
So they continued to pray and fast for these containers to be released. And a couple of months ago, God allowed that to happen. Now the books are traveling to all parts of the country, and they're bringing people together.
We have pastors that are letting us know that there's unity amongst denominations right now because they're sharing these Bibles and Christian books. So you have Baptists and Pentecostals and Methodists, and the list goes on of people that are working with one another to get these Bibles and Christian books distributed.
Learn how to get involved at missionnews.org. And tomorrow, April 5th, is Mission Aviation Fellowship's Worldwide Day of Prayer, and they're asking you to join them. Mission Aviation Fellowship is an aviation ministry that flies over 1,000 Christian outreach and humanitarian ministries into isolated regions. Brad Westham with MAF's Spiritual Enrichment Team explains what the Worldwide Day of Prayer is for.
All of our programs overseas, including MAF International, we all stop what we're doing, and we take a half day, and we share prayer requests with each other, and we pray for each other and pray for our work and safety and the Lord's ministry, you know, the kingdom advance to go through.
MAF would love for you to join them tomorrow in praying for their ministry.
I would pray for safety in our flight operations and our maintenance and everything to do with airplanes. I would pray for continued favor and good relationship with the government entities so that we can operate as a legal entity in a lot of the countries that we serve. Pray for our staff that they would really maintain and grow in their intimacy with God, because I believe it's out of that intimacy with God is where the ministry really happens with other people.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.